With his country still inching towards conflict, U.S. President Donald Trump used some of his primetime speech to issue a direct warning to Iran to give up its nuclear desires.
We wiped it out and they want to start all over again.
Iranian officials pushed back on Trump's rhetoric, calling it, quote, big lies. We're in no way seeking nuclear weapons, Iran's president said in recent days, despite sites destroyed in 2025 appearing to be rebuilt, which adds pressure to another round of upcoming diplomatic talks.
The president was measured when it came to the conflict in Iran. He definitely didn't saber-rattle. He didn't make threats.
He didn't need to. The massive U.S. military buildup around Iran speaks to America's distrust. If you choose diplomacy and respect Iran's dignity and interests, Iran's parliamentary speaker said, we will stay at the table. The U.S. has hinted at potential olive branches, including small-scale uranium enrichment, provided there's zero path to a nuclear weapon, and failure to do so could result in consequences.
This is him making a decision to use military force to achieve his own policy objectives.
There are reports senior Pentagon officials have expressed concerns about a large response, saying munitions stockpiles are low due to American defense of Israel and support for Ukraine, potentially giving the president room to delay his decision.
That probably gave the American people a little bit of a sigh of relief, but it doesn't absolve the fact that this is still a very hot situation, and the president has to convince people that this is in the nation's best interest.
Still, time is running out, with a 10 or 15-day deadline imposed by Donald Trump quickly coming to an end.